Oh, shit. 44?
I don't know.
God damn it.
No, no, keep it. This is great.
Oh, fuck.
We don't even know where we are in our own show.
Well, no, because 42 is where everything sort of came together, but yes. then we ended up having the monster conclusion that was 43.
Did you post one today?
No, I'm posting it tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow is 43.
So then, hey everybody, welcome to Two Fools Rushing the Dungeon, part 43.
You never even paused it?
We totally have our shit together.
Okay. Well, Jeff doesn't, but...
when does he? So...
not in the last month.
If you're familiar with the podcast, you know about... a couple weeks ago, a month ago. Moving on. We left off at practically the end of that battle, correct?
It was pretty much the end.
And it was night, correct? Yes. There are bodies at your feet. The camp is, you know, pretty quiet. You can hear some... like pattering of feet or rustling of woods as people are fleeing into the woods away from this fight.
Okay.
As you all take a sigh of relief and initiative washes away, there is a clap of thunder and it starts to downpour. To the extent that it is difficult to see more than 20 feet away from you. It is just pouring down rain.
I hate you.
Why?
It's okay.
Why?
It's okay.
There are several buildings. Did you bring the map from last time?
No.
Okay, I'll just redraw it. That's what we do. There's several buildings suitable to take shelter if you don't want to stand in the rain. But I would recommend hiding.
I need to do something before I go inside.
Okay. It is...
where is he?
Who?
Whistlebitch.
Dead.
Fantastic.
In the building you're standing next to. I think he was in the doorway, correct?
No, he made it out.
He did?
Yeah.
Okay, he's dead on the step then.
Okay.
So, that building is on fire currently? Yes?
Not anymore.
Not anymore?
Barely a minute of rain and it is out of fire.
Yeah. Awesome. Shojin is hidden inside the building.
He's going inside that
building? I am going inside that building.
Okay.
I am looking for something specific.
I'm grabbing a whistle and a clipboard and going on my way.
Is this like the Santa Claus, no, your whistle, bitch?
Okay.
I put on Whistle Bitch's face. I can be.
These squares on the outside.
You owe a surcharge, sir, for making that joke.
I'd like to disengage.
The squares along the edge of the camp were the watchtowers.
Yeah.
And there is a kind of a path that leads.
I even looked at the map, but I was like, I probably won't need it. All
right.
Less than 3 minutes and we need it.
Yes. The X is where your body is at that you're looking for. That building has a large hole in the side of it, I believe, from the battle.
Yes.
I'm
heading in there.
The one that's farthest this way towards me, this corner, that is where you are being kept. That is the one you're most familiar with.
Yep.
The one across from where Whistlebitch is lying, across from it, is the mess. That was the mess hall.
Okay. Area.
And then those circles down at the bottom are like these tree stumps that you were clear cutting. So it's from memory. And
nope, that's good. That's pretty fine. Close.
This was a pretty well inhabited camp. I mean,
there were a number of people here. Yeah.
Okay.
The other buildings up there by the entrance, you don't know what were there. You assume barracks or some kind of housing or storage or something.
Okay. I'm going in this building first.
Okay. Is everyone taking shelter? Who is staying out in the rain?
I'm staying out in the rain as long as it takes to get the whistle and the clipboard.
Okay.
And to fill... I'm going to press the digitate a bit.
Okay.
Just out of fucking spite.
Okay. So what's... I assume the same technique?
Yeah, just eyes.
Pants and clothes?
Oh, no. Nostrils, ear holes.
Okay. Mouth. Whatever you do, it fills with however much.
I assume it just becomes sloppy.
Fecal
soil.
Matter, it becomes a running mess and is going down the steps, and you're standing in now.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. You are the poop deck.
Anybody else doing anything?
What are the X's I will be following around the outside?
Okay. Those things. What?
X's around the outside.
That's where tree those stands? Towers were, those tree stands? Yeah. No. Brundlebub is, he kind of, I believe his attire changed.
Right? Yes.
Yes. And he kind of flops up his collar, and it kind of makes like a half hood. And he looks at the people who are still standing in the rain, and he goes, okay, and walks into the shelter of the, you know, half-lazed building.
Cool.
On the floor, obviously, Whistlebitch. The other gnomon and the dwarf lay there amongst many
the other soldiers inside the building
on the floor outside that.
Oh, okay.
I just marked where Whistlebitch is.
Okay,
just outside of that is gnomon and the other guy.
Okay,
but they're
I'll tell you their bodies later.
Doused.
Yeah,
gnomon killed other gnomon like downriver.
Who's on the other side of the river?
Yeah. He was like other side of the river.
In the river coming towards
he should be like
they were,
right
they were
here.
Like down past the ship. Okay. On the other side.
They should be right there.
Then fine. Because as this storm moves from minutes to quarter hour to half hour as you guys are taking shelter and it's still raining, I can assure you that body is no longer along the river.
Nope. I'm looting other gnomon because I know it's already going to fit me.
So after you killed him, you looted him?
Well, as soon as the battle ended, yes, I'm going to walk over and loot him.
He wasn't wearing, like, armor or anything, and you don't want to wear armor, so.
Okay, he had nothing?
His gear was basic, yeah. It's normal. You have better gear.
That's an angry look right there.
And in the time, obviously, the spells upon you have faded.
Okay.
No, they have.
I get it.
But it is getting to, like, midnight.
That's fine.
Okay. There is a hearth in this building that you're in. It looks like the officers' quarters, kind of. There are sectioned off areas.
There's a fireplace.
Yeah. There's sectioned off areas, but it is, I mean, whatever they have, like, over the top to keep rain from coming in is not working. There is water dripping down the back of the chimney, and the fire that is burning in there, you hear the constant of water being evaporated.
So what was this building that we walked into?
It's kind of like the officer's quarters.
Okay.
This is like the, these last three guys you fought, this is where they were.
I'm looking for my cloak.
Okay. You do not find it in here. But you, well, no, sorry, search.
Investigation, I'm assuming.
Investigation, yes.
Okay.
I don't have a character sheet from you. I really do need a character sheet.
And you don't find it.
14.
14. You're searching like the common area
right now? I'm planning on tossing this place, looking for
my clerk. There is a kind of a pantry, kind of a room that has provisions. Like dry goods and stuff for, you know, like making meals.
Okay.
There's a cast iron kind of stove tied to a little bit of exhaust that goes out the wall there.
Is there are there any like backpacks, bags kind of things?
Not in this room. Maybe in the actual there's like a hallway that goes down the center, and then there's like three rooms on either side.
Okay.
And the doorway that you guys came in here, and the window. I'm sorry, the window next to that doorway was blown out.
Your bag.
Oh, I don't plan on leaving here empty-handed. I I have things I would like to acquire.
Do they have a vulture?
I don't know. Okay. We'll get to that.
This is not bird flying weather.
Okay.
No. They're nesting. So, I mean, the whole time you're in here is the constant rattle, drum, you know, hammering of water on top of this slate and straw roof. You know, it's like patched and not perfect. None of the buildings here are very old or very well put together, but this one seems to be at least have private quarters.
Windows, the busted out window is not very big, right?
The busted out window is like size of this window here, maybe 3 feet wide, a couple feet tall.
Hey.
But most of it was bashed out as I think the battle rager came bursting out through it, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
Came out through the window.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been a while, sorry.
That's okay.
It's all good. It's a month before recordings, folks.
I'll help you tear this place apart.
Cool. Anyone else want to investigate? Search?
Sure.
What are the other buildings? There's the officers' quarters, the mess hall. What are these three?
Give me the map.
That's what I'm looking for.
This was the
I know.
This is where Shojin was kept. So these are cells. This is some kind of quarters, either barracks and the quartermaster, like gear and stuff.
Sure.
And then this is like barracks for the people who live and work here. And yeah, there's probably another smaller building similar to that. And then this end of the building, surrounded by four lookouts, is the mess and the officers, kind of where they live.
You point.
Okay.
You're going to go out to this one?
Yeah.
All right. So you're going to trek out through the rain?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Anybody going with Noman, or is he just going to roll out to the...
I think he's rolling out in the rain on his own.
Okay.
He's the quartermaster.
I'm helping Shojin tear shit apart.
Okay. You're in the common room of this hall. Searched.
I assume
you didn't find anything of like value here. There's stuff that here in here that's useful. Completely food. There's wood that's been piled up so it's somewhat dry that you can burn. The rest of it's outside.
If the fireplace isn't working and it truly becomes an issue, we could use the little stove.
The stove would heat this room.
Yeah.
And honestly, each of the rooms have a small, like,
Do we want to do that so we're at least comfortable?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. I'll throw a couple logs in.
You can make something to eat. I mean, you guys have basically been up all day into this evening, and now, you just went through a battle, so at least you're probably a little tired. Maybe a little rest, short rest, whatever.
Is that a short joke?
No.
Fucking.
Yes, but you are short. Joke? You are short. All of you are short, except for Shogun. And Noman, surprisingly. You guys start your search. I'm going to cut to him real quick.
Yep.
So you just walk right out of this room and cross the bridge through the what looks like wagon ruts. This is obviously where the road from the little path that leads through the woods to the main thoroughfare, the highway or whatever, you know.
Right.
But this area is like where the wagons would come in and circle and go back out. So it's well beaten down. It's mostly dirt. But in this weather, it is mud. Okay. And it is, you're slopping through it, making a little bit of noise. There are still bodies from, I think, Zreznil's stand at the end of the bridge. There's bodies laying around here. They're the standard soldiers. They just the militia that they had hired there, even wearing like real uniforms or anything. They're just kind of patchwork armor and, you know, a short sword or spear or long sword or what. But roll me a perception.
Natural.
And like Shyamalan.
Fuck you.
22.
Okay. You hear.
Oh, are we doing whose line is it anyway? Thank you.
No. Uh-huh. You hear just past the gate, what sounds like a muffled voice, like the other side you're walking up to the quartermaster. There's that path that goes this way. It's like a little bit wider than a large cart would go through here. You hear on the other side of this building here, which was like the general quarters, you hear people talking. They could be in the building, but it sounds like they're being muffled by the rain more, so maybe they're outside.
Like one person, two people.
Several voices talking. One is kind of elevated or excited, and you hear them sloshing too. So I would say, yeah, they're behind the building.
Okay. I'll head in that direction.
Okay. Are you rolling wolf's death stealthy, or are you just going to run headlong to the other side of the building?
Yeah, we'll stealth because...
Okay, give me a stealth check.
16.
You're unnoticed. You get to the corner of the building, look around. There are four of these soldiers. They look a little more readied. The ones in town were kind of like the low men. These look, you know, maybe they're experienced a little bit. The one has a bow strapped across his back, like maybe he was up in the watchtower.
About how far away are they?
They are like, you're like, this is the building. You're like here looking around the corner. They're like right here. I mean, they're within like charging distance. As they're walking towards this corner, it is mere seconds before they walk into your lap.
Does any of them look like one is the leader, or are they all in the same general dress?
They're all dressed pretty similar. That kind of, you know, my dad's armor kind of kind of outfit.
Are they walking towards
the question? Corner? This battle that we just had, you had raged, correct?
Yes.
So it's been enough time that you don't have that taxing weight. Well, I know you had to rest or something.
If we killed the spell,
you took damage. I don't think so, right?
When I was raging, or
during the battle?
Took a little bit,
like 22 or 24 points or something like that over the course of the entire battle.
Yeah, mark that down because. Yeah. Because that's going to be handy.
It was in the mid-20s.
I'll give you first action since you know they're there. And
are they walking towards the corner?
They're walking towards the corner. They're like walking towards the quartermaster.
Okay. Then...
Okay, you're using the long cross brand longsword?
Yeah, do you have the stat on that real quick? Or?
It should be on.
Did we write it down?
You can use it two-handed as 1d10, and it's +3. Cold damage?
Yes. And no, it's 1d6.
Cold damage?
Yes.
Okay.
It's +3 with 1d6 cold damage. Yeah. Give me a minute, I'll get stats.
So...
Could be written on a tiny piece of paper, which I probably lost.
It was not still on the table.
So, 7, you said +3 to hit?
Give me a second. I've somehow ended up with an incognito window that I didn't want.
You didn't want that?
Okay. It's just it's a normal longsword, +1d8, or +1d6 cold damage.
That's enough for tonight.
Okay.
It's Frostbrand, longsword +3, so your proficiency and your modifier add a 3. So it's a +10 to hit. If you use it two-handed, it's 1d10. And then or if you use it one-handed, it's 1d8. And you add a 1d6 to the... You add a 1d6 to the damage as well. So you're just going to clip right into the guy in the front here?
So Basically, if I use it two-handed, I can swing it twice. If I use it one-handed, swing it twice and an axe once.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I'll use it one-handed.
Okay.
All right.
So you enter rage. Do you enter into rage? Do you like scream, bellow, or just or do you do Bruce Banner? I'm always angry.
I'm not even that mad yet, so you okay. know.
You gotta smell the blood before you're really mad.
I guess so.
Okay, so your first attack is just basic, not radiant attack, or?
Oh no, I'm still gonna rage.
Okay. So you work yourself up and reach around the corner and hack at somebody, right?
Yep.
Okay, so two sword attacks.
This is gonna be with advantage.
Less than 21 minutes, and we've made our first reach around.
Yes.
All right. Natural 20.
Okay, that's a hit. Natural 1.
That's a 7 and a 12, so 22.
Full hit.
18.
Okay, so all three of those hit.
Alright.
So natural 20, you take max damage and then roll your die.
To prime?
So is that the D8 plus the D6?
Just the D8. The D6 will not double. Okay. Because that's like magical on top of whatever you're doing.
So I'm rolling a D8. A
D6. So you add, you roll a D8 and add 8 to it because you're basically maxing it into the other one.
I thought that they were going to do it, but I didn't know that it was filmed and ready to go. Next month or
something. 6 of 6.
So 20. 14, 20 plus your strength modifier, which is 4.
Yes.
So 24. Okay. Sure.
That's it.
That was the first of 3 hits.
That's the first of 3 hits. That's critical.
7.
Okay. Okay.
Nine.
Okay. That's 40 damage off of that dude. And roll me some initiative. I'll roll for these guys. Since you have entered quite.
So, where are you at, Kip?
Assume I'm standing still, like, around you 16. Guys.
So you're inside the building.
So, yeah. You have okay. 16.
Get some marshmallows.
So I have an 18.
Yeah, I know, right?
What?
We're scrounging up some marshmallows out of the pantry, and we're going to roast some marshmallows as well.
Hey, you know what? These guys aren't using it anymore, and we just keep ending up in the same area.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, these two things intersect.
So
do you have a marshmallow license for those marshmallows?
So you're saying that we should make this our keep?
Okay, you come around, you hit the first guy with the sword.
Why not?
Okay. He is visually shocked at your appearance. One guy in the back, he's the one who rolled the 5, says, Nolan, what the hell? And another guy who's in front of him, he goes, that's not Nolan, and just jumps up and hits you with his short sword.
All right.
Yes, he can. Yes, he can try. But he's going to make 3 attacks on you because that's what they do.
It's a short attack, so it's fine.
It's okay. They do double damage. So, 21, a 15,
nope.
And a 14.
Nope.
So, 21 hits?
Yep.
You're not using your skill, so your armor class is 17, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So, 2d6.
I should just make this a permanent 17. I forgot what shield looks like.
So he hits you for 12, which gets knocked to
6
because of your raging. Awesome. And that is the only one I have before you. So now there's the one you hit who's like, you hit and he kind of like fell against the corner of the building for kind of half cover while he pulls his shield up in front of him. And the one who just charged up, he's got a shield and short sword, and it's less a short sword, more of a like a gladiators, Gladys kind of, you know, a little quick, fast, long dagger kind of thing. It just looks horrible, and it hurt.
Okay. I can still close it at the one that I hit without any...
Yeah, he's not out of range. He just kind of, like, is using the building to cover his non-shield side as he pulls his shield up to guard against this unknown attacker. Range attack,
so I'm going to go after the guy that I've already hit. All
right. Focus fire. Okay.
19.
Yes.
Hand axe for 17. Trying to
convince all three of those hit. All
right,
hit
for me.
So two will be a D8 and a D6. That's 10.
Not you.
11 plus 4.
No. Sorry. The Frostbrand, it'll be, because he gets a plus 3 to hit to damage as well, right?
Yeah.
So
14. So then you would have taken 6 more than that on the other one, Jeff.
Okay. So he's at, so 14.
Plus 6.
Okay. Okay.
And D6 plus 4 on the hand axe. 9.
I love it that you just even up the damage right there. But, so. Okay. So you're hitting the same guy. Cool. I have two guys to go at you here. The one who said, Noman, what the hell? Is kind of shocked. Yeah, that's not Noman. Why the fuck does he look like Noman? He moves up and kind of starts to flank around you.
Okay.
But it isn't his initiative yet, so that's not happening exactly yet. The one in the back comes up and makes a series of jabs at you, trying to find an opening, and has a natural 20.
Mm-hmm.
A 15 plus 7 is 21, or 22, and 25. So all three of those will hit.
Okay.
First one does 13.
Is that after reduction?
No, that's before.
Okay.
13, another 13, and another 13. So three 13s. So those are 7, 7, and 7.
Okay.
So I round up for you, I'll round up for them. I get a general roll. Okay. And then the guy that's trying to flank you, you're attacking recklessly, right? I'm forgetting this.
Yeah.
Okay. So his first attack, there's a natural 20 again. That one is a 15 and a... no, that's not going to hit. 15 mm-hmm. to 13.
Nope.
And his third attack...
For everyone's pleasure. Why?
21 and yep. A 1. Okay. So he hits 1 critical, 1 regular. So 12 plus this. 12 plus 7 is 19. Plus 4.
So 12.
No.
Yeah, it'd be 23, so yeah, 12. He hits for 12. And then the second hit is 13. No, 11. Sorry, 11. So.
6. 6. 18.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're back to the top with the guy who charged up.
Okay.
And he's going to try to recklessly attack you twice. Or actually, just with advantage, right?
Mm-hmm.
18 plus 7 will hit.
Mm-hmm.
15 plus 7 will hit.
Mm-hmm.
This advantage is awesome. And 16 plus 7 will hit. Yeah. 6 plus 4, 10, so 5.
Mm-hmm.
7 plus 4, 11, six. So 6. And, ooh, my dice. 3 plus 4 is 7.
So 15.
15. And it's your attack.
this point, I'm going to shout out, "Help up! I'm being oppressed."
I'm
going to attack the same guy.
It is still pouring down rain. I'll do that. Anyone who wants to can make a perception. You know what? Give me a performance check. If you yell loud enough, their passive might hear you.
Yeah. Doubtful.
Plus one is a 20.
He rolled a 20. What's your guys' passive?
11.
14.
So, wait. I'm doing this wrong. He rolled really well.
Yes.
Yeah. If I roll above their passive, they should hear me.
Yeah, there you go. So y'all hear this, help, I'm being oppressed. I think it's a direct quote. I love it.
That's weird.
It's not coming from the building you're in. It sounds a little bit far away. And if anyone moves to the doorway, they may hear the ring of steel. On steel.
I'll go to the door and stick my head out into the rain. Is Braun still around?
Braun came in with you, yeah.
Okay. Peek my head out.
Remember he was like,
yeah.
Said you like hey, you guys don't have enough sense to come in out of the rain and walk in the building.
Right. So I hear the ringing of steel.
Right. Nice. Yes. Nice. You hear fighting.
And we heard
help. I'm being oppressed. I think that would be the title of this episode.
Yeah.
Help.
So.
Write that down so I don't fucking forget it.
I guess
Mr. Nice Old Man, if you could hang around, I have some questions. And then I'm off.
You say that to?
To Braun.
Yeah.
To Braun? Oh, okay. You notice since the battle, he still looks old, but he doesn't look as feeble. You remember him being kind of frail. He looks quite capable.
Okay.
And per your fireside chat, which hasn't happened yet.
Yes.
And you know kind of why.
Yes. I'm going to look around the room. Is there a sword in here?
In this room?
Does it need to be something special?
Just
would whistle the
so that I'm not walking out into a fight without a weapon?
Cool, here.
Cool!
What is it?
Rapier.
It's a sword. That works.
It is a sword. There is a long sword above the mantle. It looks... I don't want to say decorative. It looks real. It just is in a scabbard, and you don't know the last time it was pulled out of that scabbard.
I couldn't use that anyways.
Longsword?
They're not finesse.
No.
No.
You wouldn't have a good time with it.
Yeah.
The rapier is a much better choice.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to need it anymore anyways.
Okay. I'm going to grab the rapier.
Okay.
And
charge out into the rain.
I'm gonna go in the rain.
You got about a 20... 30 if you really try hard, foot visibility in the downpour.
Okay. Even with my dark vision?
You can still hear. Dark vision doesn't affect it. I mean, this is like walking in a fog.
Okay. Oh, okay. I got you.
Question, because we leveled after last time. Mm-hmm. How is that coming into play?
How is what coming into play?
Are we considered to have the stuff we leveled into or not? Okay.
Yeah, that happens out of game.
Okay.
Yeah, where you have those abilities, those capabilities. Yeah. He's working with that. He got the extra hit points from living. So whatever you roll for hit points, you do heal that if you had any damage on you.
Okay, so take it in.
Oh, wait. So what'd you roll for that?
11.
You
plus roll. Your 4, so 15. You would heal 15.
You may recall I spent most of that fight on the bridge.
Let me just knock this last 15 damage off and I'll be okay. I did 24, which is what I was down at the end of last time.
Is anyone else coming?
I think Payday's following you out the door. Braun says, I trust this to you.
Okay.
Let's go, big guy.
Anyone else?
I didn't know where Ralph was at this point.
Ladies, you coming?
Sure, yeah, why not?
It's that ugly gnoming guy. Do you want to help him?
Fane.
Sure.
Hey.
Fane, bring my mount.
Fane, ready my mount. The bear is cowering in front of the ever quickening to death hissing fire. It did not like getting rained on, and it has not. It has soaked the rug in front of the fire, and
allow my mouse to rest.
Helping it do that.
You didn't bring her last time, why bring her this time?
Let's make this a habit. And off I run.
It's true, the last time you brought her,
I think she died. So we're going to. We're top of the round again, right?
Or no, you attacked with the top of the round. It was my action where I yelled at. You attacked with the first guy at the top of the round.
Okay, you haven't attacked yet.
So, right, I was attacking the guy that was injured. I yelled. Okay. He's coming this way. I'm still making my attack.
So it's your turn. Yes, your turn to attack. I'm being oppressed, and you start swinging. Recklessly?
Yes.
I love you.
24.
24 hits.
21.
Hits. They're piecemeal armor. 23. That great. All those hit.
All right. I don't know how many points this first guy has, but it's got to be getting close.
Yes, he is close. I mean, close by. He's at a third, or he's at a quarter. So.
Yeah.
15.
Okay.
Oh, what about it?
He is on his last leg.
I'm so glad you're pretty.
Nine?
Eight.
No. That is, well, no. Six. He was at 108. He is now there. The first one drops.
I can't have that conversation.
The first one that he attacked drops. Sadly, it's not the one at the top of the order, but...
Would you like a glass, D?
Yeah, I'll grab one. That was my action.
First cabinet.
Hurry back, because I'm going to attack you. You guys, if you rush following the sounds, because they're going to be ever coming, I will allow you to enter the initiative at the start of the next round.
Cool.
Sweet, I get to reroll that.
Are you coming, kid?
I think I still get to reroll that.
Are you going to roll initiative?
I don't think you roll ones every time, do you?
Hmm?
You roll, reroll ones every time you roll, even if it's on a reroll? I'll allow it. I just... That seems okay.
Let me double check. Because it was anytime you roll a natural one.
Okay, well then you're going to need to roll some initiative.
Hell yeah.
What'd you guys get by?
I am 19.
Nice. See?
3.
In typical Z fashion. Fane?
23.
23? Yes. Holy, what?
That seems broken.
4 plus 19.
Ezrella?
Eight.
Okay. Giving Z a run for her money. Cool. And Payday. Still at 1?
Oh, cool. It's only attack rolls, ability checks, or saving throws.
Okay.
And I use the second roll.
Okay.
So I wouldn't have rerolled it anyways.
1 plus your deck?
4.
That's okay, Z. You're still last.
Yeah. You know what that means?
Not just in her heart.
You get to come in also and swing that beautiful blood-made hammer.
Yes.
That glows with that sickly fire we put on it.
That glows with the souls of your compatriots.
Yep.
Okay. The next one in the order is going to attack D.
Oh, no.
And then one more after that because you killed the third.
Remember.
So two are going to attack you. First one, reckless, or advantage attack. He's going to get a 17. Should hit, right? And his second, natural 20. And his third, 21. So, first one does 6, 9, 13. So, 7. And then this is his natural 20, so he gets the 12. Yeah. And then he adds 8, so there's 20 plus 4, 24, so 12 damage to you, Barbarian of Resistance. And the third attack, 10, 14. So 7, yes. And then the last guy, before your compatriots arrive, you hear splashing in the mud. You guys hear the ringing steel fighting. It is coming from that way, around the building, getting close to it. You can almost see, because they're fighting right on the corner, the back corner of that building. As you round the front, you can see them fighting.
Okay.
And somebody is like just off his shoulder, kind of attacking at him. So, with advantage, that's another natural 20. I gotta stop using that time. I'm going to kill you, no man.
You very well might.
17 plus 7 hits, and a 11 plus 7. So, natural 20 plus 8. So, 12 plus 8 is 20. 24, so that's 12 damage after resistance. And then, oh, that's shitty. 7. So, 4. And the last one is 7, 11, so 6.
4, 6, and what?
Is 12, 4, yes. And 6.
He did.
Noman's down. As you round the corner to see this fight, he is successfully oppressed.
Okay.
That was like 5 natural 20s.
Yeah, well, these dice roll really good.
Apparently.
You know, you know the bitch of it is? Huh? These three guys may kill you.
Isn't that about double the normal hit point?
No. That's what they have.
But it was about double the pods that we were just fighting.
It's 57.
Yes, these are the boss guys.
Ooh,
okay.
Well, 9 points for...
Where is it? Sorry. They are here. I used the standard guys in the back. Here.
Hey, DM.
So at what point would my armor class
change? Exactly.
Your armor class would be?
They wouldn't go up with levels, it would go up with gear only.
Gear only, yeah. Well, yours, yeah, your Barbarian's armor class goes up with his natural armor because it goes up with your wisdom modifier and your
con and dex. Yeah.
But you're at max for... No, you're not max at dex.
At 8, you can get it up.
But he would add, it. Yeah. He would make one of those 20 and you would basically gain 1.
Yeah.
But you could wear like magical rings or bracers or cloak or something like that.
Because you hit me on the one with the 17, that's why I was checking.
Yeah.
Before my turn in initiative, I need you to check your messenger. I sent you a question based on something we had talked about. Not that it changes what I'm planning to do, because that would be metagaming. But...
The first few.
Okay.
Because this is effectively the first time, correct?
Yes.
This is the first time that Shojin is entering battle since being arisen.
Well, I was in battle, but I only cast cantrips because I didn't have anything else to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
Noman goes against the wall, rolls, flops down into the mud. He's laying on the ground next to the thing. The building, and these three guys step up. They're kind of like this was more work than they wanted to put into this, but and then they look up and they see, according to the initiatives, they see Fane around the corner.
What's she gonna do, chick?
Shoot stuff.
Okay. The arrows, none of them are AOE, correct?
No.
They were all single target.
Yes. The only one, I mean, there's one that had the potential to be AOE, but we never really discussed how that was going to work.
For now, we'll keep it out. Single target, just for
I think having, I think with the
explosion,
the grenade description you talked about makes it plausible with a small range.
Hey, what you gonna do, dear?
But it doesn't matter because the only one she didn't fire was.
Oh, she fired.
We've not rested.
No.
Yeah.
Well, so, I did say you guys could do a short rest in there. It had been a while.
A short rest is only going
to
matter to me.
Oh, a long rest. Okay. So yeah. She's got a...
I care about short rests.
Okay. But we did change the save on that, right?
Yes.
It's her DC.
It's her spell DC, yes.
And as is with all of them.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. What you going to do, dear?
Which means the likelihood that someone will eventually fail increases significantly.
There's three of them.
There's three men. They all have short swords, shield, kind of okay armor, not really the best. But they took down Nomen. So you know that guy to be a tank. So.
Yeah. Which one is farthest?
Farthest away?
I don't know. Which one's closest?
There's three of them. You're picked. They're all huddled around Noman's body.
Okay, I'm just going to shoot one of them.
Okay, and I will pick which one you're hitting, and we'll just start putting damage on it, okay. Hopefully. What are you shooting at him?
An arrow.
Okay, just regular arrow?
Yes, I'm one.
Okay.
18.
That hits.
So...
It's a D8 in it. Longbow. Yeah.
11.
11. Awesome.
And I'm gonna, I can shoot him again, right?
Yes, you may.
21.
That hits.
9? No. Yeah, 9.
Okay. Awesome. 20 damage on that guy. Great.
You made a friend.
That was 23, so then we're going to go to Shojin, 19. You run up as Fane comes around the corner of Billy and says, oh! Whips out two arrows quick and thud, thud, right into the shoulder of this guy standing over Noah's body. With that whack and kind of a shout of alarm, all three of them turn towards see Fane and then see you. They recognize. You recognize these three dudes and the dead body that's half laying underneath Noman. As these are the sparring partners of that damn dwarf. He would constantly be fighting these guys. These are his captains.
Okay. So, Shojin's running, sees Fane shoots, spins, comes around the corner, and he sees these guys, and he's like, shit! And now there's four of me.
Okay, how do you do that?
Cool. Mirror image!
Okay, what level is that?
Level 2,
okay. Roll me a concentration save.
Constitution save?
Both concentration and to get it off and to keep it, right?
Be 11?
That's enough.
That's enough? Okay.
The damage would be small enough. That
yeah.
It, yeah.
Because you're only taking 3, correct?
3 damage.
Yeah.
Save it to 10.
And for the
10 or better. Yeah.
For those paying attention... you see Shojin kind of wince a little bit as there now becomes 4 Shojin.
You actually see all 4 Shojin go, like somebody just like kind of gut punched him.
Mm-hmm.
He all comes up and is like, ha-ha! Like, what the hell? Is that part of the performance? But okay, that's what Shojin does. And which takes us to... I'm an 18. So, how do I determine which one... I assume Shojin, did you run in front of Fane?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's 4 of you in front of...
Yes, I'm pulling the spell up because it's all based on...
how many there are.
Yeah. So each time a creature targets you with an attack during the spell's duration, roll a d20 to determine whether the attack instead targets one of your duplicates. I currently have 3 duplicates, so... I must roll a 6 or higher to change the attack's target to a duplicate.
Okay. So, the dude's going to shut up and say, what the hell? And just swings at the first one. He doesn't have advantage against that guy. Sorry, I'm rolling 2 dice. So
it's okay.
Again. Natural 20.
That'll hit one of my duplicates.
Okay. So does he need to roll damage, or is it just evaporate?
If an attack hits a duplicate, the duplicate is destroyed.
Okay. He kind of like steps through it like, what the hell? And with his backhand, he swings at another one.
Okay.
He thinks it's you. 11 plus 7, 18.
That's going to hit me.
You have two duplicates. So your chance to hit, changes?
Yes.
What he has to roll goes. Okay.
Yeah.
So it hits you.
Yes, it hits me.
Okay.
So my armor class is 12.
Where's my DC? I know.
Three duplicates plus eight.
I know. You put them on the other side of this for some reason. Oh, I must have moved the screen. Okay.
D was probably looking over it.
10 points of damage.
What did he? I'm sorry. What was his roll? His attack roll?
He rolled an 11 plus 7, so 18.
18. Okay, so 10 points of damage.
10 points of damage. And then with his third attack, since he thinks he's found you, which you can still switch it,
right? Yes.
12 plus 7, so 19.
Oh, yeah, he's hitting a duplicate. So okay. Now so
he's like, ha ha, I found you! And he steps forward, and it's move to a different duplicate? So.
Yep.
So you have one duplicate left?
I have one duplicate left.
And it saved you a good bit of damage, Justin.
Yes, it did.
Because those crits are harsh.
Yes.
That is 18.
Okay.
It's going to take us to... My God, all three of them go between Fane and Shojin and the rest of you.
Wow.
Because you guys have key initiatives. So the 13... He's going to come up and get into this. Actually, he's the one with the long bow. So he's going to pull out the bow, and he's going to shoot at Fane.
Fuck.
He doesn't have as great an attack with the deck. No,
he's going to shoot you, sweetie.
So, but that's still a 22.
Sounds like he poked you. You were right.
Fuck. Oh. Your chicken strips.
So he hits you for 8 points of damage, and then he follows that up with another arrow for, and it is a 7 to hit.
Huh?
Does a 7 hit you?
No.
Okay, so he hits you with one arrow, you turn and make your body sideways, less of a target, and the next one goes just whipping over your shoulder.
Okay.
So that's 18. No, that's 13.
Mm-hmm.
And now the 10. The 10 is going to charge up and try to finish off Shojin. So, 17 plus 7. That okay. Hits, right?
Chop something.
That hits my duplicate.
Okay. So this one's got to hit you. 23.
Okay.
And then the last attack is a 6 plus 7. 13.
I will use shield.
That will deflect it. And it's 5 to your armor class?
Yes.
Okay. So you get hit for 1 at normal damage. 7 plus 4, 11 damage.
Okay.
And that is all of them. Top of the initiative. We go back to Fane. Oh, no. Sorry. That's not all of them. That's all of them. We're going to go to Ezrella. Ezrella. Sorry. I got excited. You come around the corner. You see Fane has an arrow. That is in her shoulder, and she's reaching up and snapping it. Shojin, as you round the corner, there is a dude in his face, and he swings at him, and Shojin gets literally cut in half and evaporates. But yet, there's another one standing over here. So, it's okay. We had two. What are you going to do?
Okay. I'm going to upcast Cure Wounds to 3rd level and cast it on Nomad.
Gnomon is at 0 hit points on the ground, which
he needs to make death save.
Yes, you should have. Make me a death save quick.
Aren't you still on your round that I went down, though?
I am. So,
yeah.
So you're casting heal wounds at 3rd level. So what is that? 1d, 2d8?
No, she's casting 3rd level.
Well, roll your heal.
Use your class feature, sweetie.
it would be.
Am I considered at zero or
you're considered at zero.
Okay. Go ahead and read it off. She's read this stuff. Sometimes she needs a little help. No, out loud.
She needs a refresher.
Circle of morality. When
no, mortality.
Mortality.
Oh, that's
mortality. Right. When you would normally roll one or more dice to restore hit points with a spell to a creature at zero hit points, you would instead use the highest number possible for each die.
So you heal max hit points.
Yes.
For your die. So how many die do you roll for that spell? Three?
Wait.
The what?
Cure wounds. No. Cure wounds at third level is that three or four?
I think it's three.
Wounds. We cast it at second level, increases by 1d8. So 1, 2, 3d8 plus spellcasting modifier.
Isn't cure wounds touch?
So 24 plus 4, so 28 points of hit points you get healed.
She can get in there. You can run up and touch him. She can get in and touch him.
Yeah, he's okay. Behind. He's well. I will give an attack of opportunity as she runs past him.
Do it. Take it.
Or peeking around the corner. You can hold this.
I'm like
run around corner. The building to the other side and do it next round.
But like where I came
but
up
you
on.
Won't be you if you run through now, there's two dudes with a sword fighting Shojin and coming up to Fane.
Yeah, I would use the ranged one.
The healing word? That's only a 1d4 plus 4, I think.
Yeah.
But if you cast it at max, it'll do 3d4.
So that's 16.
Okay, so I'm not going to do cure wounds. I'm going to do spare the dying.
Okay. So you do not roll death saves. You are considered stable, but still at zero health. That is a cantrip, so you can cast something else.
And she can do that when it rains.
Yes.
Wait, is that a bonus action or?
It's
a cantrip, but I don't know if it's a bonus action.
Oh, you
might be a
rearranged the order.
You've messed up the system.
It's no, that's a full action. The only thing she could do is bonus action.
Bonus action would be what, like a spiritual weapon or something?
Yeah, could be. And even beat the piss out of shit with a spiritual weapon.
Is she within 20 feet of anything? Or
absolutely.
She can drop it within 60
feet. I mean, the width of the building is like 20 feet. She can drop it 60 feet.
Normally, spare the dying is touch, but for her flavor of cleric,
yes,
she's got range.
Where?
So I'm zero. Am I allowed to make attacks?
No, you're still down. On your turn, you will not make any death save. There's no chance of you dying. You're basically just waiting for someone to come up and bandage you.
Again, it doesn't matter.
Yes, if one of them decides to, which they have no reason to suspect that she cast a spell on you, because she didn't approach your body. But if
other distractions.
Had she done that, they could have just stabbed you and automatic crit, two death saves lost.
I mean, if she touched me, then she would have healed me.
Yeah.
Okay. Apparently she's got her pony.
Okay, so spiritual weapon? You gonna drop that behind the dudes fighting Shojin or on their face or where?
If you're doing anything special with it, you have to say.
Shojin is in combat with something. Can the pony offer advantage as far as flanking?
No.
Because it doesn't offer threat, it's just a thing.
I want to upcast spiritual weapon to third level.
Okay, so it does 3d8. Okay. So it gets it's to attack as soon as you summon it.
So, where's your 20?
Roll your 20 and you get to attack this. Which one do you want to attack? The one that's hitting on Shojin? Or the one that's running up to Fane?
Gotcha. The one that's running up to Fane.
Okay.
Awesome!
You were just a little too close.
Apparently. That doesn't count.
Even if it was a natural 20.
You might want to put your plate up there on the book. That way you have room to roll
there. Yeah.
Give her a second. She'll get there.
No,
23
to hit. Yep. To that I'm afraid you're gonna have to roll damage.
Should be. Yeah.
And I'm gonna say that's this one here.
Whoa.
Wow. Poor guy.
She'll tell you. She's getting. She'll get there.
We need some math and music.
She might get there.
17?
Yes.
Awesome.
Get some jazzy sax.
Okay. Just jotting down who is doing the damage here. Okay, that's Ezrella, so we get to payday because the res now flat.
You don't have to rub it in.
Hey, you rolled it.
It's not my fault.
Payday runs, and between the legs of the people in your party, you can see a melee.
No,
man. They're not actually between the legs, but through their legs of standing people because you're short.
I got some ideas.
Okay. Dazzle me. Did you use all the stuff you guys collected before? It's still pouring down rain, I'll say.
Cool. No, the lady showed me a thing, so I'm going to try it out now.
Okay.
She gave me a dream. Do you guys want to hear about it?
Is that no. What
I'm good. I'm good.
Pass.
Okay. No. Music. This would be the shittiest time for a flashback episode.
Yes.
But it would also be fucking funny.
Anyway.
So, hey, when you're DMing, we can do that.
But you start the flashback in the episode.
Anyway.
just skip to episode 88, where we portray the flashback. And then come back after that.
Payday whips her arm out.
Panty whips her arm out?
Payday.
Oh, I thought.
Whips her arm out.
I like the name Panty better.
Whips her arm out and flaps it a couple of times. And
okay.
Then
okay.
By the
power of Grayskull?
By the power of Grayskull, right beside the pony is a blade that looks like a raven's wing just floating in the air.
Okay, like kind of crooked? Like, what is it? One goes this way, one goes the other way?
Nope, just a single...
Oh, just a single wing.
Raven's wing.
Single raven's wing of Archangel from the X-Men kind
of my lady's player? My lady's blade.
Okay. So the pony has one wing. Okay. What's this wing do?
It's a spiritual weapon.
I assume.
Okay. It attacks.
Does it do 2d8 or 3d8 or what?
2d8. It's a normal. Wait, it's a normal, normal, regular level.
Not cool. Not cool.
Not upcast at all.
Your spellcasting ability.
Hold on.
For the warlock.
Yeah. Wait.
So
16
just hits.
Okay, because it was either 16 or 17. Because they're both fucking terrible.
Well. This would use your your charisma, correct? Rather
yes.
Than your intelligence. That
yeah.
Okay. He's kidding. He has no care.
9 points of damage, and that was on the same one.
Yes.
Okay.
And that was my bonus action.
Awesome.
And this is the one that's engaged with.
This is the one that's.
Oh, that's the one that's running up on Fang. On the one that's actually engaged with Shojin.
Yes.
I will whip out my crossbow and fire a shot.
Okay.
Since it's engaged with Shojin, and I'll have one of the birds fly over to help me.
Okay. So the bird goes over, hazards its face. As he's distracted, you take easy shot at it.
That way I can...
Or easier shot at him.
That way I can potentially do some decent... Natural 20.
Natural 20, that will do the
so that is
a sneak attack as well.
Yep. So that is
die.
So you get max die damage. So what's the die you use on that?
It's all d6s.
So it's a 6?
Yeah.
It's, plus you roll for the damage.
So, well, plus there's the sneak attack.
Yeah, that gets doubled as well?
Yes.
You tell me.
Okay.
All die damage.
Well, then the way we're doing it, it
is starts you get max on all the die, and then cool. You roll.
So 18, and let me roll.
Okay.
Motherfucker.
You only get 2d6 for your sneak attack?
Yep.
Okay. 18 plus...
18 plus another... Hold on.
We're doing math, folks.
34 total.
Capital G.
That's awesome.
No, capital D. Oh.
Okay. He's half. And Zerezno. Is that what you get, one shot?
Yeah.
Okay. You suck at doing those.
I took two attacks that round. I don't know, what more you want from me?
Well, so what you doing, Z?
Yeah.
Okay, who's closest that I can just hit?
The one attacking me.
Well, no one's on the ground.
The one that just got hit with a crossbow bolt and actually made a limber because it fucking hurt.
Hey, Bane, you see that? That's how you hurt things.
With projectile.
Fuck, I just hate
A. I don't Fair point.
These bitches are hostile.
I just want to hit him.
Okay. With,
my giant-ass hammer.
Okay. Oh, your hammer of party killing? Okay.
Yes. You know, it's not D&D till she whacks something. That's fair.
It's not bedtime till... Never mind.
16.
Just barely hits. Okay. Congratulations. All that waiting and you barely hit.
Hey, but at least she hit.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but thankfully she gets to hit it hard.
Hopefully. Oh my. 11.
Okay. Now, you have two attacks, correct?
Yeah.
As a war priest?
Yes.
Okay, so 11. So that's in. Okay.
Roll a hit again.
Yes, you roll a hit again. That's a 2. Is it a 2 you rolled?
She has bonus actions, though.
2 plus
8. Hey. Read your character.
Yeah. Your first channel divinity.
You just put channel divinity.
Yes. Underneath that.
That's the title, Toby. Keep reading.
It's the title of the section. It's the thing you can do with that.
Add 10 to any roll. That's for you or anyone else who needs to hit. You can use it as many times as you can channel divinity.
2 per long rest, so yeah. I'll use
guidance. So what's the total on your die with your bonuses?
18.
So you rolled a what?
I rolled a 2.
And you add?
Plus 8 for my hammer, then plus 10. That should be 20.
That would be 20.
Wait, what?
2 and 8 is 10, dear. And then 10 and 10 is 20.
We're not doing good at math tonight.
Wow. Okay, yes. Yes.
I took it.
Regardless, 20 does hit.
20 does hit. Yeah,
and mark off one of your channel divinities, or just keep track of it somehow.
Yeah.
I need to try and erase.
Here. Just use. Put this on
just
your clipboard.
Just have a piece of note paper. There you go.
There you go. Oh, it is a ball. There you go.
Twelve. Okay. That takes us to.
Oh, you still have bonus action.
Yeah.
We need another spiritual weapon on the field. Apparently.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
We want the spirit of weapons to visit this battlefield because.
Yeah, I'll use spiritual weapon.
Okay. Good idea.
What level are you going to cast it at?
All the levels. If it's any consolation, it is night. Hopefully, after this, you dumbasses will go to bed.
Well, was making a nice fire, was going to have some marshmallows, but then the ugly little guy was like, no, I'm going to go walkabout.
I'll cast it.
Even though he's supposed to be an ugly little gnome, I always picture him as like a 5'11" person.
So level 2?
I picture him as you, but like
oatmeal.
So kill. That means that it should be 3d8 on a hit.
At what level?
Yeah, 3d8 two? On hit.
No, no, level 2 is 2d8.
2d8. Oh,
it is a level 3.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Level 3 is 3. Yeah. I'm sorry.
2d8.
So you cast it at third level or?
Yeah. But, no, I'll
keep might as well use level. All your slots. Like I said, this is the end of the day.
Oh, wait, yeah, it is the end of the day. Third level.
Third level, okay. And we're putting it on the same person, or are you putting this on the person who has not been hit at all yet?
On the person that's hurt.
I'll put it on the person that's hurt, yeah.
The one that has two spiritual weapons hitting him already, or the one you're fighting?
The one.
I thought that was one and the same. No. She wanted the closest one she could hit.
No, it's the one that was attacking me is what she said.
Yeah, that's this one.
That one doesn't have any spiritual weapons on it?
No, they cast those into the middle of the...
I'm going to fucking die. Okay.
The one that's closest to me that I just hit.
Okay.
3d8.
I think we're going after the one that's going after Fang.
Yeah, you guys are. Thanks.
They all gotta go down, buddy.
Oh, sure. This time you want to live.
Fuck you. I put all that effort into keeping your dumb ass up, and now you want to live.
I told you these three could kill the party. Okay, back at the top of the round, which is Fang.
Okay.
There's one with that you were shooting at, that now there is a, what is your spiritual will? Oh, that's right, big spider biting it.
Yeah.
And then there's one with a unicorn and a severed black wing attacking it.
So.
And then there's a guy going, fuck! Like in the middle of this shit. I think he hit Shojin for some damage.
Which one?
I don't know. Isn't there one that's unhurt?
I think there's one that's unhurt and currently engaged with Shojin that you could have advantage to hit.
Why? That one?
Yes!
Okay, that one at the one that's engaged with you.
Yes!
Okay, I was shooting arrow number 6 at the one engaged with Shojin.
Oh, what a wonderful idea. Yes. So, roll the hit.
Please hit, please hit, please hit.
Natural 20.
Yes. I just because it's a natural 20, I'll give him disadvantage on his save.
What's that your spell DC? Your spell DC.
Where's it at?
It's the top of the spell.
Far right column. Far right.
Far
right column. Far top right. Number.
13.
13. Okay. Disadvantage. He gets a. It's wisdom, correct?
Yes.
Luckily, he gets a plus 1 to wisdom.
I can't believe I rolled a natural 20.
And the 19 would totally save, but the 5 fails. So, he gets hit with arrow number 6.
Yes!
And fails to save.
Hold on.
Roll me some damage.
Hold on. I think this is a great place to end the episode.
No! I want to go to the
top! Yes, it is! Yes, it is!
Oh, best place.
So, we will be back next time, and now everyone in the world will know what number 6 does.
Yes!
Right when my daughter does, because
we gotta go figure out how it works.
Yeah.
So,
ha ha.
I know how it works.
Okay.
I just don't know what.